did not come this far to overcome this much and fight this hard, only to surrender our country back to the depraved Washington swamp.
Well, the Bronx was amazing. We are watching the destruction of the old guard little by little. They are probably freaking out. The comms brought to us from President Trump on this Bronx visit, perfectly placed at the 1603 mark. You don't want to miss that. We will see the people rising up in support from all different groups, and also catch how CNN had to admit that it was huge. Oh, so good. We'll capture this and the fight against toxins and formula, the battle against CBDC, and how the children will be protected and what's happening in that area. You don't want to miss it, folks. Here we go. So, folks, again, August 11th through the 18th this month, this year, we're going to be having the cruise at sea with LT. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And, folks, the view is going to be amazing in Alaska. Imagine hanging out with all of the folks that have been paying attention and waking up through the years, and they are And We Know fans, and they're like, you know what? When did you find out that all of this stuff was happening to us? When did you find out that they were slowly trying to take away our freedoms and realize the mainstream media was lying to you? And how does LT put those productions together? Well, I'm going to go check it out. We're going to go on this cruise and watch him actually put a production together in front of us. And then maybe we'll get a question in there. Maybe we'll have a chance to just enjoy ourselves, go to the great outdoors of Alaska, and really have a time together that we'll never forget. And I, you know what? The best part is going to be just hanging out together, playing music, singing, listening to the comedians, and so much more. I hope you guys join us. Go to andweknow.com and jump in before the rooms are all gone, okay? We're going to start with this one here.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
We were in high school. I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
The RNC headquarters had to go into lockdown. Just a while earlier this morning, there was a suspicious package delivered. A
suspicious package found near the Republican National Committee headquarters contained two vials of blood.
They want to know one?
They're angry people. They are so angry people.
The Biden administration authorizing the use of deadly force during the FBI's raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in August of 2022.
We are Hamas!
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. About the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats.
How about that, huh? That put out by Dan Scavino Jr., another Trump ad, and they are continually exposing these people who are evil, who get by with calling for the taking out of President Trump. They don't care. And they even show this Catherine Grace Jordan below, "I will shoot to kill if in range." How in the world do they get by with this? Why are they allowed to have so much talk and rhetoric about taking out a president who did so many good things for this country and continues to do great things? And so in the Bronx, we're going to start with this one and really move through and show you the reactions and the support of all the people there.
I have come tonight to talk about solving problems. The simple fact is Joe Biden is not getting the job done for the Bronx. He's not getting the job done for New York.
And he's not getting the job done for America. He is incompetent, ladies and gentlemen. He is grossly incompetent. I will get the job done as I did for 4 years, and I will get it done fast. And remember this, if a New Yorker can't save this country, no one can. No one can.
Start spreading the news. I'm longing to stay. I'm glad to be a part of it. New York, New York. Anyway, I just felt like singing that. I hope you guys were up to that one. Check out New York, the Bronx, supporting President Trump.
Where are you from?
The Bronx, actually.
I'm originally from the Bronx and from New York.
I'm from the Bronx.
Right here in the Bronx, New York. This is home, right here.
AOC says if you're not a Democrat, you don't belong here in the Bronx. Right. What do you say?
I disagree with that.
I don't think she should be here in the Bronx. I actually don't know any Democrats living in the Bronx.
Look, AOC, look at the tremendous support for Mr. Donald J. Trump.
You need to tell her then she needs to stay out the Bronx because look at all the people around. Everybody's here for Trump.
I am a Democrat, and I belong here.
And who are you voting for?
Donald J. Trump.
What has AOC done for the Bronx?
She's done nothing for the Bronx. Nothing. Nothing's changed. Nothing's gotten any better.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Let her come to the Bronx and let her come among us people that struggle. She doesn't even know what struggle is.
So they gave AOC a message, and then we had this moment from Miguel LaFornia put this out there. A beautiful moment, mockery of AOC.
Mr. President, I am a Puerto Rican, a black Puerto Rican. I used to be a state senator for 15 years. And I used to be city council member. Today I'm here for various reasons. But I want to tell you first, that as a Puerto Rican, as a Hispanic, I want to apologize to you for the conduct of Judge Juan Merchan. As a Hispanic, I want to apologize. He has been used to destroy you. But we know better than that. We know better than that. As a minister, president of the New York Hispanic Credit Organization, I want to tell AOC.
Oh, boy.
This morning, she intended to become a prophet. And she said, even God doesn't want Trump in the Bronx because it's going to rain.
She said it's going to rain. She said he doesn't want Trump in the Bronx. God doesn't want Trump in the Bronx because it's going to rain.
Madam Prophet AOC. You have become a false prophet.
Yeah. You'll become a false prophet.
Look at what a beautiful day.
Yeah, look at that beautiful day.
That means that not only you guys want Trump in the Bronx. Because if we're going to measure that for the weather, then I would say humbly that even God wants you in the Bronx.
He said doubly, even God wants you in the Bronx. That is powerful. I don't know. I got a little teared up there. A little emotional. How about you guys? Whew. All this playing out. MAGA monsoon in the Bronx. Thousands of Trump supporters head to deep blue New York City on AOC's doorstep for a historic rally and reveal what they really think of Biden. So there's the monsoon. It's the people. Show you that. Oh, here you go. See the number of folks showing up 2 hours prior to the event. I even saw Carly. I think it was Garley was at the very front. She was the first one in line. And tell you what. folks, if this doesn't show you that everyone is starting to wake up across the United States of America and around the world, then I don't know what will. Because this, with the Bronx showing up with those numbers, people, I think that everything that's been happening for the past 5, 6, 7 years in this wake-up call, in this wake-up call for all those people that were asleep, that had no idea what was going on behind the scenes, they're finally realizing, hey, I've had enough. And they're waking up to the Democrats and the rhinos, especially the Democrats, and just how evil they are. What a great time to be alive. President Trump continues.
Here as well is rapper Chef G. Does everybody know Chef? Where is Chef G? Where is he? Come on up, fellas. Rapper Sleepy Hollow. Come on up here, fellas. How are you, man? Hey. Oh, you're, I like that. I want to get that done.
President Trump, oh, man. One thing I want to say. One thing I want to say. They always going to whisper your accomplishments and shout your failures. Trump going to shout the wins for all of us. Make America great again.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
That's where I like those teeth. I want to find out where you did. I got to get my teeth like that. I want that to happen to me.
How about that, huh? What a great time to be alive. You can imagine being in that crowd. How amazing. I put in my book, if you guys go check it out, I just thought of this. It's not because I wanted to sell the book. We actually dropped the price to where it's only shipping only, and the editor gets a cut, so it's only like, I think it's $6 now. But we lived in New Jersey for 3 years when it was recruiting duty. And I tell you what, coming from growing up in the South my whole life, reading books and experiencing and hearing all the great things that happened in the Northeast, we were overwhelmed when we went up there to all, we just were amazed at all the different cultures, backgrounds, people from all around. And we experienced our first diner. We didn't know what it was. We walked in, and it was amazing as they welcomed us as we were, as if we were family. It was just me, my young wife, and my our child, and a pregnant wife. And I tell you what, we went into, we had the best pizza in the world, the best farmers markets in the world. And we went over into New York, and we had an anniversary dinner. I'm just throwing this in there real quick. And I'll never forget, I was so young, so nervous. And we were on the boat having our anniversary dinner for 3 hours on the Hudson. And the folks looked at us and said, hey, are you in the military? Yes, we are. I'm in the military. And he says, so why are you guys here? It's anniversary. And he says, you know what? Get some wine for them and bring it over. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know how to do that because they do the swishing and all this stuff. And I was embarrassed and scared. And they welcomed us, and everyone around us on the tables just thanked me for my service and welcomed us. And it was so opening. And I was so used to living this closed life of not being nervous to talk to people. They don't let you just stay quiet. They love on you. And that's what we experienced back in the 90s. And just seeing this kind of brings back memories. I think that's why I'm getting a little emotional. Of course, notorious liberal schooled by a MAGA rapper, Forgiato, blow in a group of Bronx Trump supporters after she tries to label them racist.
I'm the Trump's nephew. I'm the biggest.
Okay, why are you a Trump supporter? Why are you a Trump supporter?
Because Trump's going to send you out of this country when he wins.
Trump is going to send you out of this country. And I think there's some other stuff going on that happened around that area. Check out what other things that President Trump said before we move forward. Actually, before we get there, I just wanted to show you again how amazing it is. We had an interview with Chloe from the Parker Pastures up in Colorado. And I tell you what, folks, if you missed that interview, you've got to check it out. But here's some more on that. Folks, remember we had that great interview with Chloe from Parker Pastures? Well, she has your one-stop destination for premium, sustainable, and ethically sourced meats. At Parker Pastures, they pride themselves on providing top-quality grass-fed beef and lamb that is not only delicious, but also good for you and the earth. Their animals roam freely on lush Colorado pastures, ensuring they lead happy and healthy lives before ending up on your plate. When you choose Parker Pastures, they're supporting local farmers and sustainable agricultural practices. Their commitment to transparency means you'll always know where your meat comes from and how it was raised. Say goodbye to factory farm meats and hello to flavorful, nutrient-rich options that are better for you and the environment. Experience the difference with Parker Pastures. Order online today by clicking on the special link provided below this video and taste the difference for yourself. Join them in their mission to promote sustainable agriculture and savor the natural goodness of grass-fed meats. Parker Pastures, where quality, taste, and sustainability meet.
Speaking of the wall, so we built much more wall than we built 571 miles of wall. We had the safest border in history. We were going to put up within a period of 3 weeks. It was all built, laying there, ready to be put up, designed by the Border Patrol, who are incredible people, ICE, who are incredible people, all together. I wanted to put up concrete plank for the contractors here. They didn't want it. They had to have hardened steel. They wanted 6,000, 7,000 pound concrete. They wanted rebar in the middle. They wanted different materials, harder to cut. So we had very hard steel, very good stuff. Everything was good. We had the panel on top. It was called an anti-climb panel. We had the best wall, and it was going to bid. We're going to add 200 miles of wall. It would have taken about 3 weeks. And then we had the rigged election. And you know what happened after the rigged election? They took the wall, and instead of putting it up, they sold it for 5 cents on the dollar. And I said, these people really do want to have an open border. And that's what's happened to our country. Our country has gone to hell because of it. It's gone to hell. But I want to thank Mexico. I want to thank, because I went to Mexico. We really have no choice. He said, send him back. There's a chance, send him back. Nobody wants to send anybody back, but you have no choice. This is not sustainable by any country, right? This is not sustainable.
And that border's been making waves again. If you guys haven't been paying attention, I was reminded here recently about how terrible it is and what's happening in California, especially when these folks are just boating in. They're coming across the border, and they're causing all kinds of problems. I want to show you this as we move forward.
Dana, good morning to you. For the first time since the 1990s, Border Patrol San Diego sector is now seeing the most illegal crossings of anywhere on the southern border. And we were out here during the overnight hours as masses of men from around the world came through here. Take a look at this video. This was 2 a.m. right where I'm standing, right here in Jacumba, California, about an hour east of downtown San Diego, as we watch men from the Middle East and Asia pouring in here very nonchalantly as they cross illegally. Several of them are what are known as special interest aliens. That means they are coming in from countries with potential national security concerns, and they should be subject to additional DHS vetting. We talked to these guys. There was not a single one of them from Mexico. Take a listen to this. Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India.
Where are you from?
Turkey. Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
India. Okay. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
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 Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador. Where are you guys from?
India.
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 India. Sagar Baba.
India. India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India. Iran.
Iran.
You're all from Iran. Why'd you come?
No freedom.
No freedom?
Yes, in Iran. Iran is a dangerous country. Mm-hmm. No freedom for speak, for writing, for singing, mm-hmm. for thinking.
And then take a look at this. We met up with a local resident out here, Corey Gautreau. He's former U.S. military. He goes out and he collects all of these discarded passports and ID cards from these illegal immigrants from all around the world as they cross here in the Hakumba area. He's got an entire room full of them. You'll see passports, IDs from China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, many others. You'll notice many of them are burned or shredded or destroyed in some way as these illegal aliens try to destroy some of these documents as soon as they arrive here in the United States, trying to hide who they are and where they've been. And Gautreau says that is a security concern.
They're just dropping this stuff on the ground to come here and assume a new identity. So that's a little bit scary from with my military background and seeing the people that are coming across that male. These are all military age males. People keep saying that. I've got the proof right here.
Now, you heard me say earlier that some of the illegal immigrants that came through here are called as special interest aliens. That means they should get additional DHS vetting. That doesn't mean they always do, though. Sources tell us that some of these countries don't share their law enforcement databases or their information on their own citizens with the United States, so there's really nothing to vet them against. And as we've seen before, guys, sometimes DHS will release somebody and then a few days later realize, oops, they have national security concerns. Then they have to go out, find them, and rearrest them. We'll send it back to you.
It's all happening. President Trump's on top of it, and he's reminding us how this is all playing out.
But everyone was better off. We had the greatest economy in history. Everybody was better off under a man named President Donald J. Trump. Have you ever heard of him? Have you heard of him? We had gasoline down to $1.87 a gallon, and actually times when it was much lower than that. We had a record low poverty rate for Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. We had the lowest, we had the best poverty rate in terms of the positive number ever in our history for Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. We lifted 6.6 million people out of poverty. Nothing like that has ever happened in our country. And the real middle class income rose over $6,000 a year. Think of that. Under Biden, it's a disaster. Real middle class income has fallen over $2,000 a year. That's a lot. That's a difference of $8,000. Real earnings for African Americans are down 5.6%. African Americans are getting slaughtered. Hispanic Americans are getting slaughtered. And these millions and millions of people that are coming into our country, the biggest impact and the biggest negative impact is against our Black population and our Hispanic population who are losing their jobs, losing their housing, losing everything they can lose. They're the ones that are affected most by what's happening. Not only the fact that you've lost the use of your schools, your parks, and your hospitals. Joe Biden's inflation.
They're screaming, build the wall. Build the wall.
Do they have it?
Pretty powerful. Powerful indeed. All of this happening while even the folks that are illegal, that are arriving into this country, they're worried how easy it is to enter America. Now, that is something we thought we'd never hear.
Did you have to pay a cartel?
Yes.
How much?
Around 10,000.
10,000?
Yes. In fact, the American people is right, completely true. Who come into this country, they don't know. Well, okay, I'm good, but how if they're not good? How they killer, psychopath, else? No guarantee of that. Why, like no security check? No background check.
So it's hard to understand, and for those listening in, there's words on the screen, but he says, in fact, American people, it's right, completely true. Who comes into this country, they don't know. Okay, I'm good, but how if they're not good? What if happens if they're not good and they're coming in, right? How if they're killers? What if they're killers, psychopaths, and what else? No guarantee of that. Like, no security. No security check, no backgrounds check. Yes, of course, because people are not normal. Let's see what he says.
No security check, no background check. You're worrying about who's crossing the border?
Yes. Of course, me, because I'm like, people are not look normal.
People are not normal. Huh. Never thought we'd hear anything like that. And of course, as the folks were leaving the scene of one mass illegal crossing in Jacumba, California, just now, you're looking at this video somebody posted, they came across many, many more migrants walking down a road aimlessly after they just crossed illegally as well. Border Patrol, they stretched thin, their agents are nearby, they're dealing with another group. And you're watching this firsthand. For those that are far away from all of this this nonsense, that is what's playing out with these open borders. They're just letting them all walk in.
We all want better opportunity. I'm not just going to promise it. I'm going to deliver it as I did just a short while ago. Think of it. You know, when I went down to Washington, I was only there 17 times. I never stayed over. I didn't know that society. And we had great people. Look at what we did with economic development, with the rebuilding of our military, with the tax cuts, with the oil. We had great people. But we also had some people that I wouldn't have used if I had my choice. Now I know everybody. I know the smart ones. I know the dumb ones. I know the killers. I know the weak ones. I know them all. And you're going to see.
How about that? Did you guys catch that number? What number did he use? 17. He just had to get that out there. And he says, you know what I'm talking about. 17, the letter Q in the alphabet. That's what we love to get. Just some simple drops. I just try to give it to you, just a sprinkle here and there, so you guys that are excited about how we started this channel and what we've grown to and why we were kicked off of YouTube and taken off of Patreon. And they said, nope, we don't want you around here anymore. Teespring kicked us out. PayPal kicked us out. And they said, we don't want you around anymore, all because of one letter, the letter Q. It was dangerous to the deep state. It was dangerous to all the politicians who had to hurry up and pass a bill before the 2020 election to basically call us all terrorists and criminals and dangerous to our democracy and all the stuff that they do, because it was exposing them. It was filled with Bible verses. It was showing all of the Anons out there who worked together to solve these what I call riddles or puzzles or questions or statements. So wouldn't you know that President Trump dropped on Truth Social at 16:03, I'm coming to the Bronx. Why is that a big deal? Well, notice if you go to 16:03, thanks to Grasshopper for posting this, 16:03, on the cue board, we have these words. And I believe they're for us. The game is over when the public knows. The fight to keep the lights off is all that matters to you. You will fail talking to the deep state. The American people are awake. You lost control, Rothschilds, Soros, deep state. Sheep no more. You underestimated their resolve and their ability to free think away from the pipeline narrative. We will declass. We will shine light. There is nowhere to hide, deep state, Rothschilds, George Soros, Gates, WHO. No amount of money, influence, or power can stop this. Our rights to secure and protect at all costs then become justified. We stand at the ready. Attempts to frame Russia on President Trump, optics, are failing and will soon be exposed. And they were exposed. Enemies are allies. Evil has no place here. America is no longer for sale. And so when I saw all of these folks show up in mass numbers in support of President Trump from the Bronx, I was pretty excited. Here's one of those I'll show you now.
That we absolutely must take our country back. Yeah. And look at this crowd of people, a diverse group of people. But what ties us all together is our love of country. And we have so many people here that came, escaped from communist countries. I'm a descendant of slaves. My people fought so hard. They fought in World War II, even when they had no more rights. My father was a drill instructor in the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah. During the Korean War era. I have to stand up for my country. This is a beautiful and great country, and we have to stand up and save it right now. Go for America.
Let's go.
We must. We must.
Semper Fi. What great words coming from a daughter of a Marine. Not only a Marine, a drill instructor. Have you guys been around drill instructors? Any of you out there? If you've been to Paris Island or San Diego, those drill instructors are the most squared away Marines I've ever seen. On top of that, I think it was embassy duty when I went to school, the school there in Virginia, Quantico. Those were squared away Marines. You've got Marines, and then you've got another level. You've got the, the sniper school, squared away Marines. You've got the recon Marines. You don't want to mess with them. And you've got drill instructors, cream of the crop, the best that you've ever seen. And I tell you what, when that bus pulled up at 2 or 3 in the morning, and that hat got on, the drill instructor got on and started talking to us, the shivers that go down your spine as you enter and you stand on those yellow footprints on the ground before you enter in and start this new life into the Marine Corps is absolutely amazing. And you know what? That spread to this young woman, and she is standing for our country. And, you know, kind of watching the Bronx and seeing all this happen kind of reminded me of these guys. I sing this all the time, but it's just a memory for me.
Oh, my God, I will
vote.
I will vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I will vote.
Hey.
For Donald Trump. For Donald Trump.
All right. Fear no more.
Vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump.
Vote for Trump, yeah.
If you want to keep America great, vote for Trump. I vote for Trump. Oh, my God, I will vote.
There we go.
I will vote.
There we go for Donald Trump. You guys remember that? Oh, man, I'd love to see them back on the stage again at one of the rallies. They were absolutely amazing, and man, there's just some great things going on. As a matter of fact, if you guys want some more from And We Know, all you have to do is head over to andweknow.com, a great website, truth, hope, faith, and freedom. You'll find our videos there. You'll find our podcasts, our social media links. You'll be able to contact us, send us pictures through the contact button if you want to send some merch photos. Send them there. We've got all kinds of goodies, and you guys would just love to find out what we've got going there, especially on Facebook. It's growing. Ock updates. You can go there and have comms and talk and share all kinds of memes that my son's been posting on there. And Instagram, Ock_828. You will grow through that social media world. Shop.andweknow.com is where we're at. You can grab the latest gear, the amazing sweatshirts and hoodies. You'll have all of the amazing t-shirts, hats, accessories, and so much more. We've even got cruise merch setting sail. Yeah, we've got the cruise wear available for pre-order. You just want to make sure you check that out. All these gifts that we've been showing you and more. And guys, we're going to have some new merch coming out soon. We'll be sharing that shortly. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
People in New York, they're paying more for everything. To commute into Manhattan, they're paying more to put food on their table. They're having difficulty putting a roof over their head. Why? Because inflation has risen under this president. They have the anti-energy policies that have crushed New York. You know that in New York State, they shut down Indian Point. a power plant, nuclear power plant, which was 26% of New York City's electricity, and costs have skyrocketed for New Yorkers. So all of these policies that the Democrats have done are going to be hurtful, and that's why President Trump has an advantage.
That's why he has an advantage. Does she look happy? Does she look sad, the anchor, the news anchor? She's squinting her eyes. Is she having a hard time? Blinking, blinking, blinking. Oh, boy. Who else might be having a hard time? Oh, New York Governor Hochul. On the Trump rally in the Bronx. Let's hear what she has to say.
New York will never, ever support Donald Trump for president. We know him better than anyone, and that means we understand what he's all about. It's just for himself. So this state will go solidly behind Joe Biden for president as it has in the past. So he wants to spend his time doing these made-up fake rallies and pretending they're support here. Be my guest.
What was the crowd like and what kind of response did he get?
Here we go.
Well, certainly a bigger crowd than I think Democrats would like to see, particularly given this is one of the bluest.
Hard to hear. Certainly a bigger crowd than what that we were expecting. I kind of think it's interesting, as I'm going to play the rest of this, that they had the music potted up or turned up super loud so you could barely hear her. Now, folks, we work in broadcasting. I was in TV and radio, and there's a way to keep the microphone close to her, have the audio guy ensure that they turn her sound up, and the background noise does not have to actually be so loud. So I think they did that on purpose, just a little catch. And then watch the character behind her having a good time.
Counties in the entire country. Now, one of the things that was interesting to me is that the Trump campaign said that they were going to micro-target to get people from the community to come to this rally. I wasn't sure what to expect. I've gone to a lot of these rallies across the country, and there are often people who travel hundreds of miles to see Donald Trump, and they're not necessarily part of the community. However, one of the things that I found was that there were a lot of people here that were actually from the Bronx.
She said, I found that there were a lot of people here that were actually from the Bronx. Go figure. All right, let's continue.
I will not sit by and accept this reckless insanity when I am in the White House. I will stand up to the Marxist DAs and Soros prosecutors, and we will tell them no more. We're not going to stand for it. We will not let them destroy our communities. We will not let them destroy our country. There's a 53% increase in felony assaults on your subways. 53%. That's in a short period of time. Since 2019, murders are up more than 20%. Shootings are up more than 30%. I'm going to indemnify all police officers and law enforcement officials throughout the United States to protect them from being destroyed by the radical left for taking strong actions on crime. And remember, Black, Hispanic, Asian people need this protection and safety more than anyone else. Don't ever forget it. And after years of talk by the radical left Democrats, we are going to give them the protection they need, and we're going to protect our police. We're going to make sure they do a great job. They can do it very quickly. They know who the bad guys are. They know everything about them. They know their name. They know their middle initial. We're going to insist that if a violent criminal murders a police officer, they receive the death penalty.
So look at the final wrap-up in the Bronx. If you can see this on your screen, absolutely amazing view.
You are going to save our country. We're going to get out and vote like never before. We're going to make it too big to rig. Our vote is going to be too big to rig. The one thing they can't guard against, working together, there is nothing we cannot do and no height we cannot achieve. Together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again. Thank you, Bronx. Thank you, New York. We love you. Thank you. God bless everybody. God bless.
Way to go, New York. Standing in the gap for everyone. Kind of a side note here. Nikki Haley says she'll vote for Donald Trump in November. How many of you rolling your eyes? The good news is maybe Haley supporters will vote for Trump, but the bad news is Haley doesn't have any supporters. Ultra Peppy Lives Matter. That's cute that Nikki Haley suddenly wants to vote for Trump. She showed us all who she really was and the juxtaposition she gave us between warmonger and real politician who wants peace was actually invaluable to our movement. MAGA is for world peace and the optics for the only man who didn't start a war during his tenure as president continues to be immaculate. Trump is inevitable. He has a mission to finish MAGA 2024. And again, I don't know why I continue to think like this, but as a reminder to everyone out there, especially those that might be new, we do not worship President Trump. We do not look at him and say he's the savior of the world. We do not bow before him and say he is perfect. We simply, and I simply say, in my personal opinion, that God takes amazing men and women from this earth throughout history and uses them to do great things. And I look at it, and the reason the logo is put together for And We Know with a man holding the stick, standing on the rock, was kind of reminded me of Moses. And there's people that will put in the comments, well, he's not Moses. I never said he was Moses. I said he is like Moses to me, and that we have a leader who's warning the enemy, let my people go. And eventually, all of us will then hold that stick up and say, it's time to cross the Red Sea and watch the deep state get pummeled. Well, what other plans would the deep state have? Because they're, you know, kind of toying around with getting rid of Biden. Well, Tucker and PBD wonder who the next in line for the Democrats could possibly be.
You know, when they're looking at Kamala's or Biden, that's their favorite types of candidates. They don't like RFKs. Are you kidding?
But she's not, I mean, I think it's fair to say, she's not electable on her own.
No, she's not.
So if you had to get her out of the way, Biden obviously incapacitated by mental decline, Kamala repugnant as a person, how do you fix that?
For this or 2028? For what?
This.
There's only one person you can do with. Only one person.
Who?
It's only Michelle. There's nobody else you can do with. Let's play it out. Okay, let's play it out.
You don't think she's more disgusting?
No. To the left, she is the number one person on the leader's bulletin. She's the number one draft pick for the left, maybe even ahead of Newsom, Michelle. But let me, again, my opinion, I could be wrong. I'm just giving you my POV on this. So, okay. So let's play. You get rid of Kamala and you put in Newsom, which they would love to have Newsom as a VP. And then you transition out. Well, Biden's going to be stepping down June of 2025. Newsom's now the president. What an easy way of getting Newsom elected. The easiest way of getting Newsom elected is bring him in. But okay, you announce Kamala is stepping down. Great. What ammunition do you give to the greatest troll of all time on the other side to call you racist? It's done. What's Trump going to do if you get rid of Kamala and put Newsom in? Look what they did. All they talk about is female power and blacks and all this stuff. They put her back on the bus and they replace her with Newsom. Shame on the Democrats. They're the most racist. I mean, can't you already see it? Easy playbook for them, right? So, but if they bring in, instead of Kamala, Kamala comes in and there's not enough time for a Supreme Court justice type of a position, but say Kamala comes in behind closed doors, say, Kamala, you come out and you say something's going on with the family. Something happened.
I don't think she has a family, does she?
Cancer scare, whatever. Something's going on. Cancer scare is the easiest one. Okay. Because cancer, everyone's going like, oh my God, you know, and hey, God willing, we were able to avoid a chemotherapy and she didn't have to go through it. And this is so, thank you for all your prayers that none of this stuff happened. And, you know, they came to me and we were talking. And as a collective, I think Newsom is the most qualified. That's going to be problematic. But if you bring Michelle in, that's easy. It's a very easy fit to bring her in. The question then becomes, does Michelle want to be a VP? Is her ego a VP person? Does she want to come out of the life?
Can I intercede for one sec? So she's never had a real job in her life.
This is Michelle or Kamala?
Yeah, Michelle.
Okay.
She's like, has nothing in common with any American. She's nasty. She's a hater, clearly. She's utterly ungrateful for every special advantage she's been given her entirely. She went to Princeton on a free ride and she's mad at Princeton? Really? I mean, everything about her is like mediocre, mean, dumb, and not a single achievement in her entire life other than marrying this guy in a fake marriage. So
it's amazing how they bring up Michael Obama, that would be the person to step in, or Gavin Newsom. Many folks are speculating how now this will play out because many believe that Biden's going to be pushed off to the side. And when it comes to elections, will it work out for them? Well, it's not working out for this guy. The Portland voters fired the Soros district attorney Mike Schmidt by a landslide 15% margin. Man, I guess they weren't able to rig that one. The infamously, remember, declined to prosecute the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots. Remember those? And he allowed crime to flourish in Multnomah County. Who else is out? Soros District Attorney Chesa Bowden, San Francisco, is out. Kim Gardner from St. Louis is out. And Kim Fox from Chicago is out. So there's some losses happening for the deep state. Some other things that are breaking is the Baltimore Board of Election Supervisor believes that flash drives contained ballots may have inserted into were inserted into the tabulators multiple times last week.
Can you explain what the human error was last week that we heard from the State Board of Elections?
That's a good question. I'm waiting to hear myself.
Well, you're the director.
Well, I am the director. The explanation that I've received in writing right now is not clear and not acceptable.
What do you mean not acceptable?
Well, I know what the system can do and what it's not supposed to do. So until we get clarification from the state, I'm going to leave it there.
There are reports of concerns about a flash drive with votes on it. Based on Jones's response is, it's unclear if the state believes a flash drive was read by a tabulator more than once. So what happened with the flash drive?
Well, let me just say this. The flash drive, according to the system, can only be inserted once. And once it's put in, it cannot duplicate.
Is that what happened?
I don't know that yet. I'm a little leery about saying human error if something can't be done but once.
As it stands right now, you don't necessarily believe what the state is saying.
Well, what I'm saying right now, until I get a definitive answer and response from the vendor, I'm not real satisfied.
Just 2 years ago, election-related flash drives back in the headlines. Drives for 12 precincts in the July 2022 primary were misplaced. Given the history of questions under Jones' supervision, do you believe that you are the right person to oversee the city elections moving forward, given the questions and concerns and issues that we've seen?
Well, let me just say this. In the years that I've been here, there have been some successful elections. Every election that is held in Baltimore or any jurisdiction has its issues. No different than Baltimore City.
How about that, huh? Some stuff's coming out. They're exposing them. Congress is only working 70 days in 2024 while foreign states buy our farmlands. Taxes are going to foreign governments like Ukraine. Military-aged men and known terrorists are crossing the border. Historic rise in violent crime. Kid getting brainwashed in school. Boeing whistleblowers are getting suicided. U.S. infrastructures are being attacked. Americans are impacted by geological disasters, getting no help. Trades being frozen in the stock market to protect the hedge funds. Yeah. Pastors are getting arrested for preaching the Bible. That's been happening also. A lot of things going on. A lot of wake-up call that needs to happen. These people need to realize just how much these politicians, most of the evil ones, hate us and are out to destroy our country and is not going to work. And I tell you what, it makes me feel sick to my stomach, but here's something that will help you out. You guys know I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen immunity and gut health, improve my fitness and metabolism, and enhance my skin. Well, I recently discovered an incredible product called ARMRA Colostrum. It's amazing. My friends and I recently discovered this new brand that we're obsessed with. Have you heard about this new superfood that seems almost too good to be true? It's got thousands upon thousands of five-star reviews, literally life-changing from users. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life and contains all of the essential nutrients our bodies need in order to thrive. ARMRA Colostrum is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 living bioactive nutrients that strengthen the barriers of your body and fuel cellular health for thousands of research-backed health benefits. It reactivates hair growth and glowing skin. It fortifies gut health and ignites metabolism and fuels fitness, performance, and recovery. Try it today. We have a special offer for my audience. Receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/LT below in the description box and enter LT. Try tryarmra.com/LT below this video today.
Hey guys, Zen Honeycutt here of Moms Across America, and we have released the results today of the toxic metals testing for baby formula. We tested 20 brands and two samples of each, so 40 samples. This was initiated by GMOscience.org, Dr. Michelle Perro. She's a 43-year veteran pediatrician who is pretty much fed up at seeing how sick children are. She's written a book called What's Making Our Children Sick, and she has a book coming out called Making Our Children Well pretty soon. It's coming out soon. And Moms Across America partnered with her and with also new MDs, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who has been studying aluminum and glyphosate for years. And we were very dismayed by the results. We had hoped at least some of them, perhaps maybe the organic ones or the goat milk formulas, would not have toxic heavy metals, but we were wrong. All of them, 100% of the 40 samples, tested positive for toxic aluminum and lead, all of them. 80% of the samples had lead levels that were higher than what the EPA allows in drinking water. This is very disturbing. Lead is super toxic and harmful for brain development. At 41,000 parts per billion of aluminum in one of the goat's milk baby formulas, that level was 4,000 to 40,000 times higher than the other heavy metals that were found in the in baby formulas. And that level, when consumed on a daily basis at a normal rate, the way babies normally do, will exceed what the FDA allows in drinking water or for consumption of aluminum for a preemie baby. So these babies are getting toxic levels of aluminum in this goat's milk baby formula. It's called Cabrita. The highest aluminum levels detected was 200 times higher than what the EPA allows in drinking water. That's in that goat's milk formula. The 57% of the samples tested positive for arsenic, 55% for mercury, and 35% for cadmium. Levels of mercury in four of the samples were detected above the amounts allowed by the FDA in drinking water. That's 10%. And levels of cadmium in both samples of one formula were nearly twice the level allowed in drinking water. So cadmium can cause cancer. Mercury is very toxic as well, can cause all kinds of sicknesses. Six of the 20 formulas were positive for all five toxic metals in both samples. And so that list is on GMOscience.org.
How are they getting by with this? I thought we were supposed to have inspectors from the government or all these folks that are paid a lot of money to go in and make sure that anything that's put into our bodies is actually protected. It's not really happening, is it? A lot of things going on with the House. U.S. House passes bill to ban the Federal Reserve from creating a central bank digital currency. Can you believe that? It'll probably go to the Senate and probably to the president. And he's probably just going to look at it and laugh. I tell you what, this CBDC is not something that we want. Look at some other things going on with America.
Meanwhile, consumers are red hot about paying more for food, energy, rent, and that concern is really starting to show up in the polling. 56% of Americans think the U.S. is in an economic recession despite GDP data proving otherwise. Many blame the president in this case. 58% of those polled say the economy is worse off because of Biden policies.
So, of course, she's lying through her teeth trying to say that everything seems like it's so great now. Yeah, you guys aren't doing proper reporting and you're pushing out the lies, but you're at least showing 58% blame Biden's policies. It's probably more like 85%. And, of course, he's going to probably reject the CBDC because he wants world dominance and he doesn't want to be exposed for his evil. Of course, all of this, I believe, is playing out like a movie, so it will wake everyone up to what they want to do to us. We had to talk about this with Dr. Kirk Elliott. It's coming out this Sunday. Some states are abolishing income taxes on gold and silver. Nebraska declares CBDC is not lawful. There's other states joining in on that. And silver is rising like crazy. Folks, I always like to remind you, you can have conversations with Dr. Kirk Elliott and have questions. You have questions about your finances as regarding precious metals. He's the guy to go to. And I'm telling you, our discussions are absolutely amazing. And we've been talking about a lot of issues that are going on. And he shares his wisdom and it helps all of us.
All the rhetoric of, oh, Trump can't be on the ballot in Colorado or New Hampshire or whatever other states, you know. And so this is going to be the weirdest of all election years ever, LT. And what we know is this is going to strike fear into the hearts and minds of people. And I don't want people to hear this news and be afraid. It's right. When you operate in fear, the markets start to act squirrely because people stop investing. And so I would venture to guess that stocks, bonds, mutual funds start to come down, but those exact fundamentals cause actually gold and silver to go up.
Right.
And so like 2 weeks ago, we talked about China basically telling all of its citizens to start to buy silver, you know, instead of gold. And it doesn't take very much of that population to do just buy just 1 ounce and you run out of silver because there's only 800 million ounces mined in a whole year. China has 1.4 billion people. Even if their citizens bought just 1 ounce, you eliminate plus the total global supply of silver. So right. I'm seeing supply and demand discrepancies. And what we're seeing is the price action is going off the charts.
Yep. And we know .com/gold. You can have this conversation with them, find out what you can do. Especially with silver and gold, it is absolutely amazing. I wanted to show you a couple of things on the family before we close out today. One of them is, remember the Kansas City Chiefs, Harrison Butker was attacked by NFL for standing for marriage and children and all that good stuff. Well, the coach, Andy Reid, actually came out, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes strongly defended kicker Harrison Butker. So I wanted to go to the coach right here and what he has to say. Here we go.
The guys are good with that. They understand. I mean,
1 second. Let me bring this down so you can see the words, okay? Real quick, right about here.
And everybody's got their own opinion. And that's what's so great about this country. You can share those things and you work through it. And that's what, you know, that's what guys do.
What makes the locker room so cool is you're able to have those discussions and become better and make those decisions for yourself. And so even though there are very vast, I guess, differences as far as those speeches happen at the same time, I mean, you're able to talk to guys and you get knowledge and you make your own decisions at the end of the day. And I think that's what makes this country so great is that you're able to get as much knowledge as you can and then you make your own decisions. And it gets a little divisive sometimes when you get to social media and when you get to outside the building. But in the building, you can have those healthy discussions and still be friends at the end of the day, even though you might not agree with exactly the same things.
I think I didn't talk to him about this. Didn't think we need to. We're a microcosm of life here. Everybody's from different areas, different religions, different races. And so we all get along. We all respect each other's opinions. And not necessarily do we go by those, but we respect everybody to have a voice. It's a great thing about America, man. And we're just, like I said, a microcosm of that. And I wish, my wish is that, everybody could kind of follow that. So, yeah.
With so many women just on staff here and in the building, his comments kind of touched on women in the workforce. I mean, what do you tell them if they come to you with a concern about players speaking ill of, women in general?
Yeah.
So he's basically trying to trigger the coach saying, look, you got women that work here. And he made these disparaging comments about women. You know, how does that affect you guys? Check out this answer.
It hasn't happened. I don't think he was speaking ill to women, but he has his opinions, and we all respect that. I let you guys in this room, and you have a lot of opinions that I don't like. So.
I love that. I let you guys in this room, and I don't like a lot of opinions that you have. So we can have our opinions. And he says, I don't think he spoke ill of women. Told him straight to his face. It's a way to take out the mainstream media. And when it comes to coverage, News Nation has been really doing a good job, especially with the Micah Morris case. I'm hoping to put something together on that for you guys. Micah Morris, Justice for Micah, you can look that up. Hashtag Justice for Micah. Follow that case because it is really discouraging on what's been happening in that part of South Carolina. But these sex strings that are happening Here's a report from what's been going on behind the scenes.
Wanted to bring some of these predators out of the darkness and into the light. And we engaged them, and we were able to make some pretty serious cases on them. But while we celebrate the victories, it's very sad that this is going on in our communities. Yeah. And we're going to work very hard to try to stop that from happening.
It's sad all the way around. I always think about men who would be willing to do this must have been abused themselves as children, because I don't know how you can even fathom what some of these men are accused of. We had the Red Sox pitcher. Then there's a sergeant in the Army National Guard, a public school custodian, and a healthcare worker who thought he was meeting an 8-year-old. Do you approach any of these men differently based on their backgrounds?
Well, you approach every one of them as if there could be a safety situation, no matter who they are, no matter what walk of life they're in. We have to be very careful when we're doing this. That's why you see in the takedowns, you see the surprise element. You don't want to give people the opportunity to fight. And you want to do the best that you can to make sure that it's done safely. The 8-year-old, while all this is horrible, I mean, the 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, but when you think about a child, children in general that are being victimized or going to be victimized by men that know their intent is to come and have sexual intercourse with children, it's unbelievable. And it's heartbreaking, but I am so thankful that we were able to stop these men and before they could offend.
Right.
And continue to work on this issue, because this is an issue. And we're going to do more of these. You're not coming to Jacksonville to do this.
And no children were involved. We have to just make sure our viewers understand. These were undercover agents who were online, who met these men online and pretended, to be children so that we could find out who was actually into this. But has social media made it more difficult or actually easier to catch these guys?
I think when you are a member of this group of predators, they make it easy because they are willing to do whatever they need to do to make their way to children. And by visiting these sites that we go up on and we pose as, like you said, as children, we draw them out. And we're going to do more of this because I think it's 100% necessary. And I want people to know, and I want to warn people that Jacksonville, we don't accept this behavior, and we are coming after you.
Warning, we're coming after you. They all know and did nothing. I'm not for sale. You see that meme on your screen? Rich Lanner wrote, "I've lost a lot of friends and family over the years because I'm the black sheep. I shut my very profitable general construction company down to make a third of what we were used to. Moved to a different state in the Bible Belt just so I could work with troubled kids at a detention facility because I felt a need that as adults, it's our duty to make a positive impact on the next generation. My wife and I continue to be the best parents possible, homeschooling our kids so they too will thrive and think for themselves and not follow indoctrinated peers down a path that doesn't align with God. Doing all of this and still sharing and doing research, what I've learned that my soul knows to be true. I have to be honest. This journey down rabbit hole after rabbit hole has drained me. I had to step back and just be thankful for what God has done in my family's lives. God first, family second, and everything else we love. Love on the best that we can. We're in a fight for our children. President Trump came in and he signed a bill, an executive order, letting everyone know anyone that harms our children, crimes against humanity overall. We're going to make sure that you have no ability to use your money, and we're going to come after you. And it's going to be done for you. And you will no longer be able to walk freely on this earth. And it's something that he made a promise to do for all of America, and I think he was using that also in speaking to the rest of the earth. And when you get everyone together, I want to close with this about the entire atmosphere electrifying. I believe that's what's playing out. They don't want us to know about it, the mainstream media or others, but it's playing out, and folks are finally starting to wake up.
John Garland, a lifelong Bronx resident and former Democrat. And he joins me now. John Garland, what was it like out there today?
Oh, it was exciting. It was, the entire atmosphere was electrifying. There were people from all over the Bronx, black, white, Hispanic. There was Asians, there was Jews, there were, like, it was just a smorgasbord of basically patriots.
John Garland is a light.
How about that? Patriots. Everywhere. Folks were growing, working together, thinking together. And when we all come together in the big numbers that are out there, it makes them realize, you know what? There's no way that they're going to make it. The Bronx is now MAGA country. We now understand and know that everything that has happened to us for all these years is summed up in what we're seeing happen in the Bronx. And today we will close with this from Byron Donalds.
Listen, the word is that Donald J. Trump's going to be here in a couple of minutes. That's the word. And so I think it's really important right now to let all of New York know that the Bronx is now MAGA country. Hold on, let's get serious. All through this country, Joe Biden and the crazy Democrats are destroying America. All through this country, they are raising prices more than you can afford. They are limiting our ability to actually make our own energy here in the United States so we can prosper. They leave our borders open and flood all of our cities, including New York City, with migrants who shouldn't be here. They are not leading on the world stage, and our enemies are on the move. They are suppressing your free speech. They are lying to you. They are cheating you out of the prosperity that should be yours. But in about 5 months, there is one guy who's going to turn all that around, and he's the 47th president, Donald J. Trump.
There we go. Let's never forget the fight that we have ahead of us. Let's never forget the prayers that we have to lift up for our leaders that are fighting for all of us day in and day out, and search and see what the Lord would have us to do in this time that we have left on this earth.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly folks, understanding there's a battle between good and evil. You are showing folks that if they are empty, if they feel and sense darkness in their heart, they can turn to our Almighty Father, who's given us a love letter, the Bible, to read and to learn and to glean from, and to even understand that through all of this, through all the things and the turmoil that we've been through in this great battle, we can rely on the great shepherd to guide and direct us. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that you have everything under control, and we want to honor you and praise you, for you deserve all honor, praise, and glory for what you are doing. We ask that you continue to guide and direct our thoughts, our words, the things that we do in front of others, that we may be a reflection of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, to so many others that we cross paths with. Please protect us from the enemy who wants to destroy us. We thank you in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Please hit the follow button and the share button if you would, and that like button. It really helps get the word out. And again, just want to remind you that we'd love to see you at Sea with LT and the cruise August 11th through 18th, all right? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
We did not come this far to overcome this much and fight this hard, only to surrender our country back to the depraved Washington swamp.